The 2022 wheat harvest is winding down in most areas of north central Kansas. Stay tuned and I will provide information on the importance of having a plan for controlling weeds in your wheat stubble. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Post-harvest weed control in wheat stubble is very important to conserve critical soil moisture and prevent weeds from going to seed and adding to the weed seed bank. This year, it will be especially important to be ready to spray after wheat harvest because of less cover from shorter and thinner wheat than we have seen in the last few years in many areas. When thinking about weed control in wheat stubble, there are two priorities: controlling already emerged weeds and preventing later flushes. So making applications before weeds exceed 4 to 6 inches is critical for good control of already emerged weeds. Residual herbicides are needed to reduce the number of herbicide applications needed to control multiple flushes of weeds. According to Dr. Sarah Lancaster, K-State Research and Extension Weed Specialist, the standard treatment for many years to control weeds and volunteer wheat in wheat stubble was glyphosate plus 2,4-D LVE and or dicamba. This tank mix provided two herbicide modes of action to help target challenging and often drought-stressed weeds. These herbicides continue to be important for weed control in wheat stubble. However, these tank mixes may not be adequate in many cases because of herbicide resistance in many weed populations, especially glyphosate resistance in Palmer amaranth or pigweed and kochia. Higher rates of the 2,4-D and dicamba may improve control, but in most cases, 1 quart per acre of 2,4-D or 1 pint per acre of dicamba are the highest rates that should be used. Lancaster stresses that paraquat or gramoxin and others are herbicides that can work well in place of glyphosate to control emerged pigweed and kochia. Paraquat is a contact herbicide with a different mode of action, so spray coverage is critical. Paraquat also needs to be applied with a non-ionic surfactant or oil concentrate to enhance the surface coverage of the plant foliage. A tank mix with atrazine will also enhance control on any emerged weeds and provide some residual control if planning to plant corn or sorghum next spring. Likewise, metribuzin can be tank mixed with paraquat if you are rotating to soybeans to enhance control and provide some residual activity. Lancaster points out that other weed control options that includes the active ingredient saflufenacil with one of the newer products called Sharpen. So if you are planting wheat this fall, apply at 1 to 2 fluid ounces per acre, which will provide post-emergence and short-term residual control of Palmer amaranth, kochia, and other broadleaf weeds. Sharpen should be applied with glyphosate for grass control and can be applied with other products labeled for use in wheat stubble. Sharpen works best with the addition of methylated seed oil and good spray coverage, so using 15 to 20 gallons per acre spray solution is important. If rotating to soybeans, be sure you remember the 0 to 45 day rotation interval depending on use rate and soil texture. In addition, the active ingredient flumoxazin, which is in Valor and many other products, can be added to burn down treatments at rates of 1 to 4 fluid ounces per acre for activity on emerged broadleaf weeds and some residual activity on broadleaf and grass weeds in wheat stubble. Flumoxazin can also be mixed with glyphosate or clethodim, which is Select Max, for enhanced grass control. It can also be mixed with 2,4-D, atrazine, metribuzin, or paraquat. For more detailed information, see the KSU 2022 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Cropland Guidebook, available online or stop by any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center for a paper copy or with more of your questions. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.